government is expected to announce the outcome of the IMF negotiations this afternoon. There are reports of a $1 billion bailout for the next 3 years. President Mahama gave the hint when he presented the State of the Nation address. President Mahama also announced measures to clean the wage bill and negotiations for categories 2 and 3 allowances for public sector workers.
As I address you this morning, negotiations are being concluded with an IMF mission team here in Accra. And later this afternoon, I expect an announcement of a positive outcome of these discussions. Mr. Speaker, may I at this point commend our tripartite partners, organized labor and employers, for the understanding and sacrifice that culminated in an early conclusion of this year's wage negotiations, and in particular for keeping the wage level within the budgeted limits. It demonstrates a commitment by our social partners to work collectively to improve the economy for our common good. Collaboration with our social partners has seen a decline of the public sector wage bill as a percentage of tax revenues from a high of 73% in 2012 to 49% at the end of 2014. We still have some way to go if we are to hit the recommended ECOWAS benchmark of 35%. Meanwhile, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission is expected to finalize work on the Category 2 and 3 allowances. Aggressive work is continuing on cleaning the payroll and ridding it of ghosts. Cabinet approved the recommendations and would work with the private sector and our development partners to achieve a human resource management information system and a payroll that is decentralized and has integrity. Cabinet approved additional measures in order to make adjustments to the budget following the dramatic decline in crude oil prices. It is estimated that Ghana stands to lose approximately $700 million from oil exports if prices remain at the current levels. I've asked the Minister of Finance to engage with you, Honourable Members, on these new measures.